Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast, the industry's first and longest-running podcast, now in our 16th year.
I'm Roger Gross, the publisher of GGB.
This week we visit with Joe Hassan, the general manager of the Mohegan Sun Casino at Virgin Hotel Las Vegas, to discuss what it means for his company to open its first casino in Las Vegas. 20 years ago, IGT transformed the industry by introducing cashless gaming with Tito. Now IGT is revolutionizing the industry with cashless yet again. Learn about IGT's resort wallet at igt.com/cashless. Virgin Hotel Las Vegas, located at the former Hard Rock Casino Hotel, will open this week. Mohegan Gaming and Entertainment was selected to operate the casino, marking its first entry into the Las Vegas market. To lead that effort, MGE has hired Joe Hassan, a longtime Station Casinos executive who ran Green Valley Ranch and most recently the Graton Casino in California. Hassan explains how this opening is different from others in that he has an experienced employee pool and a focus on gaming only, as well as a deep database he can leverage from several sources. He spoke with me via Zoom in early March. Joe Hassan, thanks for joining us on the podcast today. It's good to see you. What a job you've got here putting together the first Mohegan casino in Las Vegas. And congratulations on being chosen as GM of that casino. And we're excited to see what the transition will look like.
Well, I appreciate it, Roger. Thanks so much. I appreciate your kind words. I'm fabulously excited. I'm particularly pleased, and I'm proud to have been selected by Mohegan Gaming and Entertainment to bring their brand for the first time to the Las Vegas Strip corridor. I feel the appropriate pressure of that. Mm-hmm. That's a good thing to feel at this point in time. We're only less than 4 weeks out now to get this business up and running. And I look forward to all the good things we can do bringing that terrific brand to Las Vegas.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, it's an always exciting time to open a new property, but you've been through that a few times already. You've had that experience. How is this different than some of the other openings you've been through?
This one's very interesting in the sense that this truly is an integrated resort. You have the land owner and landlord. That's JC Hospitality, and they've had this opportunity in place and underway for a long time. They've brought together some other great brands. They have the Hilton Curio Collection and the power of the Hilton database to fill the hotel and to operate the hotel. They have the Virgin brand that they're newly introducing to Las Vegas. They have AEG Presents when it comes to the theater and the showroom aspects of this resort. And then they have a fabulous array of restaurant entrepreneurs that bring all the pop and pizzazz and sparkle that they can bring with their terrific food brands and their terrific dining brands, all under one roof. The power of those multiple databases and the power of those multiple operators makes this opening a little different. I've opened businesses in destination resorts. I've opened them on riverboats. I've opened them in Native American owned opportunities. And in this case, the business is a destination, but it's also well known by locals over its past life. And when I take all those powerful brands, when I take the long-term relationships that locals have enjoyed with this business, it all comes together under one roof. And that makes it both new, exciting, but similar to what it was before. So you've got the old and the new coming together.
Great, great. So I'm very familiar with the Hard Rock Casino. When I was living back east, I used to stay at the Hard Rock every day, every time I came out, because there's really close to walk to the room. You didn't have to walk 2 miles from the parking garage, you know. But the casino itself was always very comfortable for me with a lot of table games. Being a former dealer, I always appreciate table games. So what can I expect that's going to be different at the Virgin Casino, at the Mohegan Sun Casino at the Virgin Hotel?
Here's what you're going to find, Roger, complete reinvention and reimagination of the resort. When it comes specifically to the casino, certainly the Mohegan brand will bring all the popular slot themes. Anything that is a new theme, we're going to have a good representation by all the various manufacturers of their newest and latest products. But we will also populate this business with the old favorites, whether those be real games, whether those be video poker style games. We want this to feel both familiar as well as new at the same time. That's the nice thing about the reinvention of this business. It allowed us plenty of time to look at what was attractive before and what can we do to make it refreshed and reinvented. There's a couple things that you won't find. I know that everyone always asks about the infamous center bar,
right,
that was part of former resort. We've taken that now, and that is the center of the casino upon entering the resort. It is a combination of slots and table games, and the bar that was the center bar is now essentially the lobby bar known as the Bar at Commons Club and the Ultra Lounge known as the Shag Room. It's immediately upon entering the resort. I think people will enjoy it. They'll find bar top pokers elsewhere throughout the casino. And we think, again, people will find old and new and find something that it really appeals.
Okay. So is it still laid out in the round as the original casino was done before they put the addition on?
I think you'll find that when you enter, having been familiar with it previously, that it is quite different, but you will recognize where you are instantly, and you'll recognize the various segments of both the casino and its surrounding food and beverage layout. The names may be new. The theme may be different. Certainly the Virgin brand is new to the market, as is the Mohegan brand. But again, familiarity will ring true.
Okay, great. So, you know, you're operating the casino itself. How are you going to interact with the other partners, as you described earlier?
Well, I mentioned, Roger, this is an integrated resort, and when I think of some other places that I've worked in a career's worth of time, what really makes these businesses run nicely in a way that is seamless for the guests is for the operators to have behind the scenes the coordination necessary to cause the hotel, the restaurants, the casino, transportation, entertainment, any of the amenities that a guest would expect at a destination resort or even at a locals casino. You expect all that to be seamless. My job is to stay in close contact with those other business partners, all part of the integrated resort.
Sure.
And make sure that all coordinated in a way that ultimately appeals to a guest.
Right. So I guess you have to know when the big entertainment events are coming, when there's a meeting and convention business in there, that kind of thing.
Of course, of course. And that's the hard part of this business and our industry right now. In a COVID environment or emerging from a COVID environment, as you know, the convention and trade business in Las Vegas has been dampened significantly by COVID circumstances. But I'd like to think that medical science is right at the brink of a rescue, so to speak, for the entire nation and worldwide.
Right.
And I think we all know and we all have confidence that Vegas has reinvented itself many times.
Mm-hmm.
There's any number of points in the past that can be referenced where Vegas underwent transformation, but sometimes transformation of necessity, whether it was economic crisis or otherwise. This is another opportunity for Vegas to do what it does best, and that is to reinvent. And we're right at the right time to be at the front end of that, as part of Mohegan Sun Casino Las Vegas and, of course, Virgin Hotels Las Vegas.
Absolutely, no question about that. So, as I mentioned before, you know, as a dealer, I really like the Hard Rock Casino because of the table games were very prominent. I really enjoyed that. But then, as I talked to some of the general managers in the past, they say they got great table game revenue, but not so much in the slot side. I remember one casino, one general manager telling me that some nights they got more out of the beverage service than they got out of the slots. Obviously, that's not going to happen here. What are you trying to do to kind of even out that revenue?
Well, we're doing a couple of things that I think are the smart things to do, Roger, and that is, first and foremost, yes, table games is a focus of this business. We will, not on opening day, it's going to lag a little bit post-opening, but we will offer a private gaming salon much akin to what you might find at some of the good places on the Strip.
Sure.
We'll offer that, what is now known as the Ruby Tower of the hotel. Mohegan does that at their flagship property in Connecticut. We will replicate that here. So for that top-end table games player, we have an offering that is similar and in terms of quality and caliber to what they can find on the Strip, but also more importantly for the database guests that join us predominantly from the East Coast, from the Mohegan brand, they will find here in Las Vegas what it is that they're familiar with at the Mohegan flagship in Connecticut.
Okay.
On the slot side, we've created a new high-limit slot area for slot guests and for the aficionados that that call slots their game of choice. It is newly baked into the business's footprint. We took some space that was not formerly casino space. We carved out a nice high-limit slot lounge. And, of course, throughout the casino floor, whether it's in that high-limit slot lounge or whether it's in the general casino area, we'll offer video poker that is appealing to locals as well as destination travelers if that's their game of choice.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that's important, Roger, is that we will reach out to the legacy guests that were familiar with this resort over a 25-year period. We'll go far back in the history. We'll go as deep as we can go. And we will welcome them to the Mohegan brand by taking our loyalty and rewards program, which is known as Momentum. We will instantly match them up in the Momentum program with what it was that they enjoyed in this resort's previous life. We don't want them to have to earn their way through it. We want to instantly place them in the same tier category that they would have been familiar with previously at this resort. So I think from the viewpoint of simply respecting the guests, I think that's an important first step. Respect is an important part of the cornerstones by which Mohegan does business. And it is a mutual respect that we look for. We view that as a first step on our part.
Mm-hmm.
Treat those legacy guests with respect. Match them up appropriately to what they knew before.
Okay. So let's talk about the databases. You mentioned two right here, certainly the Mohegan database in on the East Coast primarily, but then you've also got properties in Washington State and Louisiana. Are you going to have access to those names as well?
Here's what I really look forward to doing, because when I think about the power of Mohegan's database, yes, we operate flagship property in Connecticut. We operate in Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
We operate in New Jersey. We operate in Louisiana. We operate in Washington State. We also operate in Niagara Falls on the Canadian side
That's
of the border.
Right. Yep.
Much of that clientele also comes from the U.S., of course. But the outreach to those guests will, we know there are those guests that come to Las Vegas, but they hadn't had a Mohegan-branded casino to allow their loyalty rewards to transfer
sure.
into Las Vegas. Now they'll be able to do that. They'll be able to take what it is that they've earned at any of those other locations and bring that value in a way that is to their advantage when they come to visit us at Mohegan Sun Casino Las Vegas. They stay with us in Virgin Hotels. That's super terrific. We, of course, have rooms to accommodate them as part of our relationship with the hotel. In the same sense, that transfer of value works in the other direction as
mm-hmm.
well. What is earned here can be used by our loyalty branded guests at the other Mohegan location.
Sure.
So that transportability of value, I think, will be important as part of our marketing and merchandising of this business.
Sure, I think that's really important, say, at resorts in Atlantic City. You know, now you've got an ability to allow your guests to, your better players to come to Las Vegas and stay with you in Las Vegas as well.
Exactly right. And again, all guests, no matter where they are in the U.S., if they are truly gambling aficionados, they find their way to Las Vegas at some point in time. And as you know, many of them come a couple of times a year, if
sure,
not more.
Right.
The opportunity to catch a fraction of that in Las Vegas is really what Mohegan's opportunity is all about.
Okay, great. And so you mentioned the legacy database. So I'm assuming when the casino was bought that the database came with it of the previous Hard Rock customers.
We did find our way to, of course, looking to that database as a starting point in addition to our own predominantly East Coast. But also keep in mind, Roger, that the Hilton database, while Lodgers, of course, has a cross-section of gamblers in it as well. The access to the Hilton database to populate the hotel, the access to the Virgin database to populate the hotel, then taking what was the legacy database from this long-storied property, adding to that the Mohegan database, again, predominantly East Coast, it makes for a pretty powerful marketing machine. And I'm looking forward to what that can do to really put this business right back on the map the way that it was in its previous lifetime.
Okay. Resort Wallet from IGT provides a digital wallet for all your players' gaming and retail needs. From card or cardless-based cashless transactions, your players will love the convenience of getting rid of cash and all the hassles associated with using cash. And with IGT Pay, IGT's exclusive payment gateway, your players can fund their cashless wagering accounts from multiple external sources simultaneously. The benefits of cashless gaming are amazing. No more waiting in lines at ATMs to get cash, no more waiting in lines to redeem your tickets, and no more waiting for service when your ticket printer jams. Learn more about IGT's Resort Wallet at igt.com/cashless. And now back to our podcast. You know, you talked about some of the locals, and I think Hard Rock was really one of the first casinos in Vegas that was able to you know, have a hybrid type of audience. They had locals as well as people who would come to Vegas on a vacation. Are you going to reach out and try to establish that again as the Virgin Hotel / Mohegan Casino?
Absolutely. And again, the reason for that, firstly, it's a business essential, but secondly, it's that respect dimension of the business that I'm describing. Again, a cornerstone of how Mohegan operates. It is a long storied history in their business to have mutual respect in place in the workplace. That, of course, extends to the team, but it extends to the guests as well. Anyone that we do business with, if we had reason to know them in a prior life or a prior iteration of this resort, we want to reach to them and say, try us again, come visit us and let us introduce ourselves to you. And again, let us place you instantly in the right tier of rewards that you were accustomed to previously without having to earn your way through it and starting all over again from zero. That would be probably the most disrespectful thing I could think to do. And I'm going to stay away from that. I'm going to put them where they should be right from day one.
Yeah, that makes sense, certainly. And I'm assuming you mentioned video poker earlier. I'm assuming you're going to have a pretty aggressive video poker program as well, because that's what locals like, right?
We will have video poker that those who enjoy video poker recognize and appreciate.
Great.
That's an important part of the business, especially if you're looking to the local crowd to be part of your loyalty campaign. One of the other aspects of the business that I didn't mention yet was the Betfred Sportsbook. Betfred will follow after we open. They are going through the licensing and suitability processes with the Nevada Gaming Control Board and the Nevada Gaming Commission. Certainly, we look forward to Betfred turning on their product as well in this market. You probably know their name from the UK.
Sure.
They were looking to find their way to Las Vegas, and they've partnered with us as part of the Mohegan brand to ultimately operate the sports book. Won't be on day one. They're still going through the process, but the book is built. It's beautiful. We'll illuminate it, and we'll turn it on as soon as we can do so from a regulatory perspective.
Great. Well, we're actually partners with them. We have an affiliate marketing business in New Jersey, and we're signed up with them, and they've been great partners so far. So I'm sure they're going to do a heck of a job on the sports betting side. So you mentioned,
I look forward to it.
When Hard Rock was sold, we remember Boz getting up there and talking to the employees of Hard Rock, saying, if you want to come back, you know, we got a place for you. Explain how you went through the hiring process to staff the casino.
Sure thing. Again, it's probably what I'm most proud of doing right now. It's one thing to open up a new place. It's another thing entirely to have a veteran workforce on day one, and a veteran workforce that knows their own choreography better than I can. They worked together for upwards of 25 years operating this resort at this location Now, what I said as the general manager of Mohegan Sun Casino Las Vegas, it was, Boz, whatever promise you made, I am both pleased and proud to fulfill it. Mm-hmm. So what I did, Roger, is we reached out to those people that were formerly part of this resort, and we said to them, we're coming back. Your employer will be Mohegan, but we're happy to honor what you had before. It's, again, that dimension of mutual respect, cooperation, and the manner in which Mohegan does business. But it's also just the right thing to do business-wise.
Sure, right.
Very few general managers have the luxury of opening a new place, whether it's new from the ground up or whether it's reimagined and reinvented. Very few have the opportunity to have a veteran workforce on day one. I have that luxury and that honor. And again, it's very pleasing to have been able to reach out. 90% of the people that were formerly part of the Hard Rock simply said, yes, I'm looking forward to coming back. This is exactly what we've been waiting for. So I can't describe it any more fabulously than that, than to say, day one, I'm the proud operator along with a veteran workforce that has worked together before, and many of those learning curves are instantly flattened in a very favorable way, because the workforce knows its way. They know the guests, they know the business location, its history, its storied history, and they know working together and what that takes.
Well, you know, one of my reasons for staying at the Hard Rock was not just the parking; it was the employees, because they were very comfortable with the guests. You know, it wasn't a huge corporation, so you know, they were kind of allowed to show their personality. And I've always noticed that whenever I came back there. So I'm hoping that same characteristic of the employees will retain under the Mohegan leadership.
I think you're going to find that to be true, Roger. It's also consistent with the Virgin brand. And while Virgin is operating the hotel and some of the other aspects of the resort, when I think about their culture,
right,
and I think about Mohegan's culture, both are encouraging of people doing great work, having a little bit of an individualized style about it, and then doing the things necessary to take great care of guests. And the good news is those are in sync between two operators here.
Sure.
At this resort. Again, Virgin stressing the individuality. I could say the same of Hilton, because remember, this is a Hilton Curio Collection property. Mm-hmm. The Curio Collection at Hilton tries not to put a rubber stamp onto a resort. What they try to do is take advantage of what that resort is already known for. And when I take that, combined with Virgin, combined with Mohegan, I think you'll find that the team members, again, with all their veteran experience and their choreography already in place, I think you'll find it very pleasing.
Great, great. Well, just one more question, Joe. You know, you mentioned your experience in the past with riverboats and tribal casinos and regional casinos and major commercial properties. What does that experience help you in launching this property here?
Well, I'll tell you what it specifically reminds me of, Roger. A long time ago, I was the general manager of Harrah's New Orleans. And way back when, there were some regulatory and state law restrictions that did not allow that business to operate its own hotel, did not allow that business to operate its own restaurants, by and large. So we had to be a great business partner in the community of the Crescent City, New Orleans. And what that meant is we were buying hotel rooms from nearby hoteliers. We were buying meals from nearby restaurateurs. A great place to buy a meal, of course, New Orleans. A great place to buy a hotel room as well. But it necessitated that spirit of collaboration, the sharp economics of how to keep your pencil sharp when you're doing that kind of work. And you don't have the internal cost only. You're actually buying at arm's length, hopefully good economic terms from your nearby neighbors and business affiliates. This reminds me a little bit of that. Here we're all under one roof, the hotel, the casino, the entertainment, the restaurants. But at the same time, that experience causes me to hearken back and say, what I did then, which put that business in a good place in New Orleans, allows me to take that and carry it to this business and do similar work that will guide this business to hopefully a similar place of good fortune. So couple that with the locals dimension of what I've had the good fortune of doing for a couple of decades, I think we've got the right formula in terms of who will our guest be and how will we take care of them really well.
Right, right. Well, Joe, congratulations. I'm really excited for you guys. I'm looking forward to March 25th when we can actually see the property and see the response of the clients. I'm sure you're going to be pleased with that.
I look forward to saying hello face-to-face and hopefully in the not-too-distant future, not mask to not mask. I hope that day will come as well.
Let's
I think
hope
we're
so.
Caught in that for a little bit right now.
A little bit.
But the sun will shine again in Las Vegas.
And as long as we can get out, I think we're all going to be happy. So thanks for the time, Joe. It's great to see you, and I'll see you in a couple of weeks when you open.
Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Hope you enjoyed this week's podcast brought to you by IGT. Your players will experience the convenience of digital transactions throughout your resort property with IGT's resort wallet. Learn more at igt.com/cashless. To learn more about casino openings and the recovery of Las Vegas, visit ggbmagazine.com. To get all the news of the gaming industry, particularly of the coronavirus situation and its impact on gaming, including daily updates, subscribe for free at ggbnews.com by using the code GGB180. Don't miss a single episode of the podcast. Subscribe on iTunes and Spotify today. So we'll see you next time on the GGB Podcast.